If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Atrocities in Ukraine.
Civilians shot in the head, hands bound behind their backs.
Deadly California shooting.
18 people were hit. 6 have died.
Music's big night.
We are John Baptiste.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky used the Grammy Awards as his latest platform to appeal for help in the face of Russia's invasion.
Tell the truth about the war on your social networks, on TV, support us in any way you can, any but not silence.
The pre-taped message called for music to fill the silence left by the destruction of cities. The latest images and reports to emerge from Ukraine have sparked global outrage, dead civilians in the streets, accusations of genocide, and denials from Moscow. CBS's Holly Williams is covering the invasion.
In the town of Bucha, the streets are littered with bodies in civilian clothing. Some, with their hands tied behind their back, appear to have been executed. Others are buried in a mass grave. More than 300 residents were killed, according to the mayor. In the village of Kalinivka, Irina Kostenko says the Russians killed her only son, Alexei. The pain is so bad, she says. He was only 27 years old. She says she brought Alexei's body back in a wheelbarrow and buried him by herself in the garden. The city of Mariupol has been besieged and bombarded by the Russians for weeks. 17-year-old Ilona and her 10-year-old brother Milan made it out of the city on Friday. We found them sitting silently at an evacuation centre, apparently shell-shocked. There were constant bombing raids, constant explosions, Ilona told us.
Were there times that you thought you wouldn't make it out alive?
Yes, she said, but we tried to hold ourselves together.
The refugee crisis created by what's going on in Ukraine has reached America's doorstep. Hundreds of Ukrainians have made their way to the southern border, camped in Tijuana, hoping to get into the U.S. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Just 1,000 feet from the U.S. border, Ukrainians fleeing war eat and sleep on the streets of Tijuana.
This is your home for the next few days.
Yeah, that's all what I can bring.
Others here stay at hotels, but come back to check their number. The number assigned to them by Ukrainian-American volunteers that determine when they can present themselves to U.S. border agents.
God bless Ukraine, God bless Mexico, and God bless America.
A woman named Mila from Los Angeles met her 17-year-old grandson who traveled alone for almost a month from Kyiv.
He's very, very happy that he is here on this land and can be reunited with his family.
Now to Sacramento and the aftermath of the mass shooting over the weekend on the outskirts of the city's entertainment district.
18 people were hit by gunfire. 6 have died. There were 3 men and 3 women.
Police Chief Kathy Lester says the hunt is on for suspects.
We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters.
She's asking the public to share phone videos and other evidence that might help in the case. Well, Las Vegas hosted the Grammys last night. Correspondent Monica Ricks tells us the CBS Late Show band leader, who had 11 nominations, took home the most hardware. When I move my body
just like this. John Batiste was the big winner of the night, taking home 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year. Olivia Rodrigo snagged Best New Artist.
This is my biggest dream come true. Thank you so much. Let's go!
Silk Sonic humbly took home 2 Grammys.
In the industry, we call that a clean sweep.
Chris Stapleton won Best Country Album. Tyler, the Creator, took Best Rap Album. The Foo Fighters cleaned up in the rock categories, but skipped the show over the death of drummer Taylor Hopkins. Their three wins now make them the most awarded American band in Grammys history.
It was a tough travel weekend for a lot of people, with more than 12,000 flight cancellations and delays. Yesterday alone, there were 5,400 delays and 1,600 cancellations. In Orlando, Gabby Fernandez and others decided to carpool to Michigan rather than sit and wait.
We're going to rent an SUV or a van and drive all together, take turns driving until we get back to Detroit because we didn't want to wait at the airport anymore.
Airlines blame the weather for most of the problems, but Southwest Airlines says it also had technical issues that affected flights. A regulatory filing indicates Tesla CEO Elon Musk has bought more than 73 million shares of Twitter, now holding a more than 9% stake in that company.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The Senate Judiciary Committee meets today to consider Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
It's expected to be a party line vote in an evenly divided Senate Judiciary Committee, but the judge appears to have the vote she needs on the full Senate floor, where Democrats have the majority and at least one Republican, Maine's Susan Collins, has announced support.
Democrats hope for a full Senate vote by the end of the week. No arrests have been made in Dallas after the early Sunday morning shooting at an outdoor concert that left one person dead and 11 others injured. Witnesses said the shooting started after a fight broke out. Jury selection begins today in the trial of the gunman in the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, 4 years ago. 17 students and staffers were killed. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty, and the jury will decide if he gets the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Well, South Carolina wins the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. It was a night for Destiny.
Henderson, the Euro, and the finish! Destiny Henderson!
Destiny Henderson hit for 26 points in the 64-49 win over UConn in Minneapolis on ESPN. South Carolina, the first team to beat the Huskies in 12 NCAA championship games. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us tonight the men are in the spotlight.
Everything is set for tonight's championship game here in New Orleans. Kansas is a slight favorite over North Carolina. Both these schools, though, have histories of winning championships. North Carolina has won the NCAA title 6 times. Kansas has won it 3 times.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The price of everything's going up these days. Insurance bills, too.
Increasing auto insurance costs are based on many factors. They're all found in a report from Bankrate.com.
We saw the insurance rates were going up from anywhere in the 3% to 12% range.
A major cost component is where you live. Bankrate's Sarah Foster.
When you have a high cost of living in a state, also when it's densely populated or impacting, you know, the infrastructure, that's going to make it most of the time more expensive for drivers to take an auto insurance there.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
In July 1984, Terry Wallace was in a bad car accident that left him a quadriplegic and in a coma. In 2003, he came to, saying the word mom. The Arkansas man became known as the man who slept 19 years. Terry was able to regain full speech and interact with his daughter and later grandchildren. He died last week at 57. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.